Bolivia's first indigenous president, Evo Morales, is well into his second term, and he's still trying to remake the country. He's nationalized oil and gas and loosened the rules on growing coca, and he's increased protections for indigenous people. Now Morales is trying to take his revolution into the classroom. But as Emily Alpert reports, remaking the schools may not be so simple.
In the farming town of Rodeo, the education revolution has arrived. And the revolution kind of looks like a science fair. Little kids in booths papered with posters earnestly explain how to harvest Chaquijawas beans. They chant about corn in Quechua, an indigenous language. The moms and dads here say they can't imagine this happening when they were little. Almost two-thirds of Bolivians are indigenous. Yet they've long suffered discrimination here, including in school. Alejandra Cruz says when she moved from a small village to the capital of La Paz, the other children tormented her because she spoke another indigenous language, Aymara.
They hit me. They pulled my braids. They kicked me when I passed by. They dumped my breakfast all over me. And then there were insults.
When Alejandra had her own children, she didn't speak Aymara to them, so they wouldn't suffer the same insults. Today, Cruz is a teacher, and she teaches Aymara to preteens in a Tony part of La Paz.
I thank God for a government like this.
Under a law passed in December 2010, all school children must learn Quechua, Aymara, or another indigenous language, as well as Spanish and a foreign tongue. De cambiar la estructura de las escuelas desde... Mariel Cotan worked in the Ministry of Education while the reforms were in the works. She says the idea is to make schools respect and embrace local cultures. For example, she says, teachers used to scold children who had dirty hands from working in the fields. La profesora te dice, ¿por qué tienes las uñas sucias? What teachers need to understand, Cotan says, is that the dirt on their hands reflects their work in the country. The education reform law is loaded with bold words like decolonization, liberation, and anti-imperialist. It's the kind of rhetoric that helped Morales win votes and adoration. But that adoration is starting to fade. Mentira, mentira, la misma porquería. Protesters in Cochabamba chant, Evo said things would change. Lies. Many of the same people who backed Morales now question whether he really stands for the things he promised, like indigenous rights and the environment. Education reform hasn't been as explosive, but it could still be a fight. Meet the Teachers Union of La Paz, which joined in other protests. Its president, Jose Luis Alvarez, thinks the education reforms don't get at the real inequalities in one of the poorest and most unequal countries in Latin America. La ley Abelino Siñani y Elizardo
Pérez está condenada al fracaso. The new law is condemned to fail. The only thing that they're doing is repeating things that have failed.
Alvarez believes that because economic inequalities still exist, the reforms will suffer the same fate as the last round of education reform in the 90s. Back then, the government also tried to bring Aymara and Quechua into many schools. But many indigenous parents resisted. They worried their children would face discrimination. Those fears still exist. Para los chicos, ella prefieren inglés. Maria Luisa Velarde, who teaches at a technical school, says her students prefer English because it gives them more opportunities for jobs. She says they don't see Aymara as being very important, even though their parents and grandparents speak it. Teachers are taking night classes to learn indigenous languages. But schools complain that there's been little training to explain what decolonization means for first graders or even high school seniors. In a high school in sprawling El Alto, Principal Luis Cameo Borda says they're still waiting for more details. They aren't sure what this revolution means for them. And if the Bolivian government doesn't give them clearer instructions about what decolonization really means in the classroom, Borda says nothing will change. For the world, I'm Emily Alpert.
Emily Alpert traveled to Bolivia with the help of the International Reporting Project. You can see some of her photos of Bolivian students and protesters there at theworld.org.